Ninth District legislative update with Senator Mark Schessler. Legislation that many say weakens the Parents' Rights Initiative cleared the state Senate. You voted no. Why?
Well, it's been a very big source of email on my account. The email has been 100% against changing it. You might ask why. Well, over 400,000 Washington residents signed that initiative on parents' rights and education, and the Senate just 11 months ago passed it unanimously. People believe they were lied to and deceived that 11 months after passage, they would gut it. It was bad enough when our superintendent of public instruction told districts, just ignore it. I don't think it's right for any elected official to deceive the public or tell him to knowingly break the law because he thought it was a bad law.
I know you think legislators need to find ways to end wasteful spending. What are some examples?
Well, let's think about the easy stuff. First of all, I was told last week that we have $1.75 billion in new programming that was kicked down the road. If we simply say we're not ready for it, we shave $1.75 billion off the budget without cutting a single program that have strong support. Then you look at free stuff. And free stuff is a killer in all of our budgets. Free rides on everything for kids under 18. Free bicycles for kids to learn how to ride a bike to school or other, rather than bugging somebody for a ride, I guess. Then there's the bicycle giveaway money. For example, you can get $300 to $1,200 to buy an electric bike. Do you really want your taxes to go up to buy an electric bike? Combine this with leading legislators, lieutenant governor, saying we need a pay raise. Well, I say that's really nonsense, salary commission. We knew what the salary was when we signed up for this job, so quit your belly aching and do your job. We go through so many of these things at so many levels in government that I think we should go back to former member of Congress, U.S. Senate William Proxmire's Golden Fleece Award, because free stuff and giveaways are really the golden fleece, and it's the taxpayer at the end that foots the bill.
Ninth District Legislative Update with Senator Mark Schessler. I'm Tracy Ellis.